Yeah, thank you. We have had a number of reports come in, and that's a good thing because we've been encouraging kids to get out and look at nature. That's always fun. I was visiting at the Great Expectation School in Grand Marais yesterday and had a chance to talk with the teacher up there, Emma Adams, and she has a great bunch of seventh and eighth graders that I work with. Though she works with the entire school from kindergarten through eighth grade and is active in getting the kids outside and teaching them about environmental education. I've added phenology to their list, and we pointed out some plants that we're going to concentrate on so that we'll have an interesting comparison with this northeast corner of the state and with the Grand Rapids area. I'll be really curious to see how their observations dovetail with the observations of places across the range and as far south as Northfield. So it's going to be a really interesting situation for us. I think it's time we should start. And I should remind you that funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. Our first report, as I mentioned, comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectation School in Grand Marais.
Hi, this is Luna.
Everly. Kira.
Reporting from Great Expectation School in Grand Marais, September 24th. This Sunday was the first day of fall, and with that, colder temperatures seem to come. The high today is 62 Fahrenheit.
We found some deer vomit fungus on the ground of the front woods. We were flabbergasted it was fungus and not real vomit. The mountain ash trees have lost about half of their berries, and some of the aster has started to turn this to seed. In the apple orchard, the grapes are starting to ripen, and they are delicious. We are still seeing dandelion leaves, but no flowers or seeds.
The backwoods is full of spider webs. A bear was seen eating by the side of the road, and a tree at Kira's house was knocked down by a bear. This has been Everly, Kira, and Luna reporting from Great Expectation School.
Thank you, ladies. That was a wonderful report. Deer vomit fungus. I don't know that I've ever come across that before. Maybe I have and just assumed it was deer vomit. Quite a picturesque name, I guess. And the fact that the grapes are wild, I can also tell you that the sugar maples up here are approaching their peak of color. It is quite gorgeous. So if you're looking for color, the northeast corner certainly has some. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota.
This is Eloise,
Stella,
Orion,
Sonia,
Skylar,
Noah,
Lucy,
Adeline,
Adam.
The reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia for the week of September 19th through the 25th.
Lucy saw two blue jays at her bird feeder at her house. They have been the only birds going to the feeder lately.
Adam saw a doe and its fawn just standing by the side of the road near Akeley, Minnesota. Orion also saw a pair in Mackinac, and Fletcher saw some in Embarrass.
Silas saw some grouse eating berries while he was hunting.
Genevieve and Orion have both noticed bald eagles this week.
Stella saw about six turkeys just walking around some deer tracks on a dirt road behind her house and found a ton of chicken of the woods mushrooms.
Brooke and Stella are still seeing painted turtles.
Griffin has noticed 8 to 15 turkeys around his yard just walking. He's also seen a lot of grouse, and the 3-year-old needles on the pine tree at his house are turning brown.
Eloise noticed that the leaves are falling, and a hummingbird is still visiting her yard.
Abel noticed that he's been seeing a lot of birds at his apple tree.
Skylar has seen a lot of geese migrating.
Nolan and Adeline saw a huge flock of monarchs feeding in a patch of flowers.
Stella also saw some too.
Stella and Eloise are still seeing robins in their yards.
We all noticed that this week has really cooled down, especially at night, and we have some really foggy mornings. Mabel noticed the ponds near her house are especially foggy.
Miss K saw a bear take her trash can, drag it a block, and then rip it open. Also, two skunks are digging under her garage.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yeah, indeed. Keep exploring the great outdoors. And those kids have been exploring lots of sightings, bears, deer. It's time for the bears to head for bed, even though it's been really warm. I don't know if bears are affected by warm temperatures, I think their desire is stronger to go to sleep. And I think I've learned from talking to people like Karen Noyce and Dave Garshelis that typically the females have gone to their dens by the end of September. And there are a few males maybe out wandering around, but soon they will be heading for bed as well. I was surprised to hear that there's still a hummingbird in the Virginia area. Lots of monarch butterflies. I've seen a bunch myself. Cool nights definitely beginning to happen here and there. And lots of reports, as I mentioned, of the bears. So great report. Thank you for that. I think that might be one of their preliminary. That might be their first report on air. So congratulations. And I hope we hear from you much more often. Our next report is from Nate Linder's fifth grade science class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, I'm Grace.
And Afton. We are in Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We've noticed that many animals are more active, such as squirrels, skunks, and deer. We think it's because they're in search of food to prepare for winter. We are still seeing snakes, grasshoppers, dragonflies, and other insects, which we think is due to the warm weather, which we're still having.
Our class noticed that overall color of trees are changing. Our class observed that maples, box elder, and popples are between 50% and 40% colored, and we have also noticed leaves are falling off some trees. On our walk, we saw hawkweed and bird's foot in bloom. We also learned that Cottonwood Scientific is Populus deltoides and the aspen is Trembolus deltoides. Because their leaves are shaped like triangles, they are cousins.
Thank you for listening to our phenology report. We are looking forward to another week of observations. Like Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Onward and awkward indeed. Yeah. they've been looking at the difference between the Populus tremuloides and the Populus deltoides. That is trembling aspen, and the other one, of course, is the cottonwood deltoides delta, because the leaf is shaped like a triangle, as they described it. And so we will be looking a bit there to see how the phenology differs between the two species. So keep an eye on our reports to come from that group. Our next report comes from Colin Cody's third grade class at East Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
My name is Jeff. This is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. It was a sunny, clear, and warm day. We started to mark trees to observe the red oak willow, buckthorn, and silver maple had no color change. The red maple, bur oak, and box elder had between 20 to 40% change. We also saw a blue darner dragonfly. We learned silver maples curl up at the end of the branch. All for now. Goodbye.
Thank you, Judd. Nice report and lots of good information in there. Those kids are, even though they're only third graders, are getting pretty sharp about watching nature, and it's fun to be out with them. Blue darner, dragonfly for sure, and lots of notes about our differing in what plants are beginning to color and which ones are still holding their color without changing. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Elena, and I'm your phenologist for this week. The autumn equinox was on Sunday, September 22nd. From this day on, we will be experiencing less daylight length. On September 24th, Samantha noticed the colorful maple leaves are starting to fall sooner than other leaves compared to the birch trees at her house. On Friday, September 20th, Mr. Otten's class was astounded to watch hundreds of migrating birds, many of which were broad-winged hawks. There were so many that the class couldn't keep track of them. but Hochred saw over 15,000. Mr. Otten's class also spotted bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, and turkey vultures. On Saturday, September 21st, Jack shot 2 partridge. When he cleaned them, there were mountain ash berries in their stomachs. Miss Jackson had a hummingbird on her zinnias on Wednesday evening, September 25th. On September 26th, Samantha spotted a red-tailed hawk during EE class. Red-tailed hawks are currently migrating. Wednesday, September 25th, Miss Schultz saw a monarch butterfly in the playground area. It was the first monarch she had seen in a while. Monarch butterflies that breed east of the Rocky Mountains migrate to Mexico for the winter. They use a combination of air currents and thermals to navigate, and some can fly as far as 3,000 miles. They roost in the forests of southwestern Mexico, where they can be found in the tens of thousands. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Elena. Nice report. Boy, 15,000 broad-winged hawks passing Hawk Ridge. If you haven't visited Hawk Ridge, now is the time of year to go. It's in Duluth, and it's easy to find, and it is well worth your time. There'll be some people there that will help you if you're not cognizant of different hawks in the air. Though these kids seem to be, the broad wings, red tails, this is a great time. And mountain ash berries found in grouse, I'm not surprised. There are lots of mountain ash here along the North Shore. I think it's a different species than the one that we have back home, but I'm going to have to investigate that further. And monarchs, what a great little report they put together on the monarchs and how they managed to get all the way down to southwestern Mexico to rest for the winter. Our next report comes from St. Mary's Catholic School in Alexandria, who made a trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Maddie,
Tobin, Harper, Foster, and Levi from St. Mary's Catholic School in Alexandria, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center. Our group spotted a variety of plants and animals, especially insects. We spotted bluebirds, lots of very active chipmunks, and squirrels.
We also observed frogs, Canadian geese, swans, wasps, and monarch butterflies. We suspect that these will be the last butterflies of the season. One student noted that the lake water is getting cold, and another student saw scat that looked like beans. That was most likely deer scat.
During our insect investigation class, we found many insects and invertebrates. We learned how to safely catch, examine, and release insects with a net. We found 13 dragonflies of different types, 7 roly-polies, 11 worms, 1 tusk moth caterpillar, 9 centipedes, 3 woolly bear caterpillars,
12 slugs, 1 blue-spotted salamander, 1 crane fly, 1 brown-belted bumblebee, 2 moths, 3 ants, 1 wasp, 2 snails, 1 Japanese beetle, 1 leopard, and 2 wood frogs, 4 daddy long legs,
1 fly, 1 drone fly, 1 gnat, 1 firefly, 1 grasshopper, and 1 we couldn't identify. Autumn is here. It's a great time in nature, and we want everybody to remember to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Wow, those kids really had a moment with the insects, didn't they? Man, oh man, oh man. Dragonflies, roly-polies, and then they went to herps, and they had salamanders and turtles, and oh my word, what an experience for them. Moths and ants and wasps and snails, oh my word, just a great, great experience for them. How exciting it must be to be a young student and to get outside with some experienced adults and have them help you to understand what it is you're looking at. Our next report comes from the Braham Area School's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Callie
and Astrid from Braham Area School reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for September 26th through the 27th. September summer continued with a record-setting high temperature of 82 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 52. The frogs seemed to enjoy the abnormally warm weather. We spotted both wood and leopard frogs still in the lake. The lake was abuzz with insect activity and gaggles of Canada geese flew overhead.
Ezekiel and others saw a total of 4 garter snakes. It was fun to watch the chipmunks and red-gray squirrels lunge acrobatically to try to get the seeds in the bird feeder. They are very funny. With the clear, warm nights, Kalea saw the Big Dipper. Our group enjoyed the bonus summer weather and wants to remember to unplug and get outside and live connected.
Yeah, live somehow. Get outside and live. That's enough right there. And those kids also had a great experience at Long Lake. Frogs, wood and leopard frogs, Canada geese, 4 garter snakes, a chance to go outside and look at the stars, the Big Dipper. Probably would have seen Orion if they'd gotten up in the morning. I've been out looking at the comet and just hanging out in the morning, and in the sky is just full of stars. And here, looking over Lake Superior, I get quite a view. There's an uninterrupted view of much of the heavens when you have a lake in front of you. We're going to finish up our student reports with one from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Trey.
And this is Madeline.
Reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School.
The wild grapes that are growing from vines on our trees are ripe in their clusters.
There was a large flock of white pelicans flying overhead, starting their journey south for the winter.
Our first sightings of milkweed seeds has occurred this week. A new sighting for us this week was a pink spotted lady beetle. Elena reported seeing a pink ladybug, and we were pretty skeptical, but she brought in pictures later that you can see on our Instagram page.
There has been an uptick in the numbers of mice that are showing up in our houses. Even though the weather is still hot, they are starting to move indoors. An easy find when you're out in nature is to look for leaf-minded trails on leaves from almost any plant.
We are still seeing monarchs and orange and clouded sulfur butterflies.
We are checking our yard lights and parking lots for giant water bugs that were distracted by the lights during their nighttime migrations from our small ponds.
Northern flickers are still around, and we have noticed they do have a different sounding call this time of year. It's very similar to a hawk or an eagle.
Turkeys and geese seem to be moving around much more, possibly due to the start of hunting seasons.
We did have a couple of reports of lilacs reflowering this week, but it is not related to any treatments the trees have received.
Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Trey. Madeline, that was great. I have seen a few of the same things, the monarchs and the northern flickers. It's always good to get outside. The giant water bug is one of those unusual insects that is like 3 inches long. It has a couple of other names. One is called the toe biter because it can penetrate your skin with its large boring mouth part. And the other name for it is the electric light bug, and that because of the discussion that they gave, which is these bugs are used to using the moon for navigation, and they come up and they're flying along and they go, okay, just keep the moon over my left shoulder and I'm fine. But then they fly by a standard of lights for maybe a football field or a tennis court, and and they start keeping that light on their left shoulder, and pretty soon they're going around and around and around in circles. And then they get exhausted, and then they fall into the lap of some unsuspecting spectator at one of these events. And you'll hear and see a lot of commotion and excitement as they come rolling in. It's pretty thrilling when an electric light bug, these giant water bugs, show up for the party. Our final report for this week comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School. And Heidi, I understand you're going to be reading this one for us.
I thought this one was, we do have audio for this one, John.
Oh, excellent.
There we go. Hi, this is Amelie.
And this is Ruby.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. We are still seeing some monarchs, herons, dragonflies, toads, tree frogs, and wasps.
We are still hearing cicadas. They are definitely fewer, though.
On the other hand, we have been seeing a ton of geese, moths, and Asian beetles.
And don't even get us started on box elder bugs. The soybeans near our school are dry, and the harvest has begun, so the box elder bugs are everywhere in our classroom.
Sadly, we did not see any cranes or hummingbirds this week. We'll watch, but we think they have finished their migration.
We also did not see any juncos yet.
In other news, Sophie saw two bald eagles chasing each other.
Anna also reported a bald eagle, and both Henry and Wyatt saw foxes.
Sahil saw a deer eating in the Carlton Arb. It stared at him for a long, long time.
And finally, several people saw skunks.
P.U.!
It's been quite warm here.
The leaves are taking their time changing.
We estimate that only 15% of the leaves have turned so far.
This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Wonderful report, kids. Thank you so much. Interesting to hear that the hummingbirds have finally left that area. That's like 2 weeks later than the last ones I saw here. I think I saw my last one on the 20th. So I guess it isn't 2 weeks. It's maybe 12 days or something like that, 11, 12 days. So gone and not forgotten. They'll be back in early May, sometime between the 5th and about the 15th, depending. And we will welcome them home. Foxes down there and skunks and, yeah, P.U. Good time of year not to let your critters out to mix with the skunks. There are lots of them running about right now because the young ones have been sort of booted out by mom and dad, or mom anyway, and they're kind of wandering around and making trouble on the roads. The leaves are just kind of getting started turning down there, so it'll be sort of an interesting time. Heidi, what have you got?
Our final report comes from Pequot Lakes Middle School's trip to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade. Unfortunately, there were some high winds while they were recording, so it's hard to make out the students' voices. Here's what they said. Our weather was full September summer with a record-tying high temperature of 81 degrees and a low of 52. During our trip, we saw a blue jay, a caterpillar, a squirrel running into a tree, a chickadee, a deer, a frog jumping in the water, a one-inch garter snake, and a kingfisher snatching an insect off the surface of the water. During our phenology hike around the lake, we saw lots and lots of woolly bear caterpillars and observed that the frogs are still very active. Our group found chicken of the woods. We noted that the cattails are turning brown. Swans are still on the lake. More maple trees are turning color. The water levels have dropped quite a bit, and winter berries are turning red. No matter the weather, it's always a great time to explore nature. We want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Just a note. Thank you, Heidi. And too bad about the wind noise on that recording, but winterberry is also called northern holly. And the berries of the northern holly are indeed bright red right now. If you come across one and you want to take a few branches home to decorate your house, leave them outside. The leaves and the berries will stay on the branches much longer if you just put them outside. If you bring them in, it seems like it's only a matter of a couple of days and the leaves start to fall off and the berries start to follow. And so they become less enticing when they are indoors. So I always put a bouquet out on the deck so I can watch them and look at them when I walk by. That's our student phenology reports for this week. As always, if you are interested in your own observations, we are always anxious to hear from you. If you are a homeschooler or if you're a teacher and you'd like to get involved in this, we would love to help you. And all you need to do is get in touch with us and we will show you the way.
We did get a text in from Lisa. She said, I think this would be considered phenology. On a boat ride Saturday, a procreating pair of dragonflies landed on my leg.
Yes. Yeah, probably the sympetrums, the little meadowhawks. This is their time of year. And we want to encourage them to be more because they are largely responsible for controlling the mosquito population.